200, 2000, 20,000, 200,000. I don't care. I'm going to continue to create what I consider to be great content. And hopefully it benefits you and makes you a better coach. Hello and welcome to the Physical Preparation Podcast. I am your host, Mike Robertson, and today I am just calling this the Spring Break 2024 Solo Show, also known as my 2024 Q1 Review and Quarter 2 Planning Episode. So first and foremost, appreciate you tuning in. Hope you are having an amazing week. A little bit different episode this time around for a couple reasons. Obviously, I'm getting ready to leave on spring break in within 2.5-3 hours. Very excited about that. Need a break. It's been a couple months, my friend, especially the last three. I mean, just nonstop. I had a couple new people start up, which is great. Love coaching, love doing what I do there. But then on top of that, we moved the gym. So that was an entire weekend, immediately rolled into the next work week. And that was hectic and busy and all kinds of things going on. Immediately rolled into a soccer tournament in Cincinnati with Kendall, which again, amazing stuff. It's fun, but it's also time consuming and takes up mental currency, and then immediately into this week. So as you can imagine, there's been a lot going on. I'm definitely looking forward to just taking a really legitimate break, because then once I get back, the off-season basketball stuff really starts to ramp up and kick off. So let's dive in, shall we? Because there's all kinds of fun stuff I want to cover with you. And essentially my kind of outline for this week's show is all about what I talked about at the start of the year when we were talking about kind of my goals, my aspirations for 2024. But then beyond that, I also want to look ahead to the upcoming quarter and some of the goals that I have there, reflections on things that I did well in Q1 that are I'm going to continue, and then things in Q1 that I didn't do so well that I would like to improve on or build upon in Q2. So let's dive in. So if you missed this episode that I've been referring to, I'll go ahead and link that in the show notes. But I had two really big overarching themes for this year. Number one, I want to help more people get what they want in 2024. I know that sounds kind of grandiose and in big picture, but I think this works really well. This goal works on a micro level when I'm talking about the athletes that I coach, but it also works really well on a macro level. So for people that are consuming my content, whether it's via my newsletter, the podcast, the videos that I'm creating on YouTube, whether that's people that are taking the certification, they're doing my program design mentorship, I want to help more people achieve their goals in 2024. So big picture, yes, but I think you can zoom in and zoom out, and it's kind of equally effective. Now, the second part of this is like a caveat, because obviously I want to help as many people as I can, but I also know I'm not at my best if I'm not taking care of myself in the process. So kind of the part B to this is that I need to value my own time and energy in the process. And this really became clear to me, or maybe reinforced this past week, because just the way things were going and all the things I needed to do, like loose ends I needed to tie up before I went on vacation, it was like, okay, night of 6 hours of sleep, another night of 6 hours of sleep. And then there was a night where it was, okay, I'm doing all the things, right? Got the kids to bed at a good time, Epsom salt bath, stretching, breathing, reading, all of the things before bed. And man, when I hit the pillow that night, I was out. 7.5 hours of sleep, which is a really good number for me at this stage in the game right now. And man, I was like a new person, like a totally new person on the floor, coaching, interacting with people, more energy. So it just reinforces to me that if I want to be my best version of myself for you, I have to take care of myself in the process. So those are my overarching themes. And then what I did was kind of break these down into different areas, right? So physical and mental, we talk about content, we talk about IFAS. So let's just start with the physical and mental side of that, because it really stems with, if I take great care of myself, then that just trickles down to everything else that I do. So the physical side, I had a couple goals that I wanted to work on. For my training, I wanted to work on my mobility, my general fitness, and my endurance. And I think I did a really good job of that. I probably did more conditioning in the first quarter of this year than I have in previous years, combined. I'm just a lot more conscious of it. I'm a lot more cognizant of working that into my schedule. Big shout out to Joel. He has obviously really put this forefront and center in our industry and the impact that this conditioning thing has on our longevity and our livelihood. So I've really made a concerted effort to do that. And I was seeing really nice changes in my HRV. Really the only thing that slowed it down, I had this little kind of low-grade illness for the week, and it just really slowed my training down. And then just the last 2 weeks of just sprinting to try and check all these boxes and get moved into the gym and all of the things that have been going on with that have kind of dropped that back down a little bit. But I mean, I was seeing some really nice changes and some really positive impacts in how my body was moving and feeling based on that. So I feel like I'm on the right track there, but I'm not ready to just switch gears and go back to pure strength or anything like that. So I'm going to continue on that train, continue to build those gains. I would love to get, depending on where you're at in the HRV game, for me, if I could get consistently in the high 70s, maybe even the low 80s in my HRV, that would be amazing for me, because that's kind of contrary to my archetype and the way my body works. So if I can just get that mid to high 70s, low 80s on a consistent basis, I would be really happy with that. But it's going to continue to take some work. And it's going to take some work, not just in the sense of putting in the work, but scheduling, which I'll talk about later on, because I'm getting ready to hit a really busy patch when I get back. So that was the training side, the nutrition side, video shoot ready. For the most part, the nutrition has been really dialed in, really, since I quit working with Trevor and Cody. I don't even remember. Was that last year? 2 years ago now? I don't even remember. But been really locked in with that. I can basically tell you every day, unless we just go and eat all of the things and have pizza and ice cream and I have some adult beverages, I can tell you almost every day of the week, I'm going to wake up and I'm either going to be 190.9 or 191.8 on the scale. It's like that tight. So this idea of being video shoot ready and being able to demo and taking care of my nutrition, I feel like that's really locked in. Whenever I want to crank that dial, should I ever choose to go down a little bit more or really tighten up for any specific reason, I feel confident that I can do that. So that's a good feeling. The nutrition's on lock. And then the recovery, again, I try and look at the entire 3 months and I think, okay, for 2.5 of those, I did really well with my recovery. One of my big goals was my sleep quantity, because I just wasn't getting enough sleep. Like, sleep quality was great. I was getting enough deep, getting enough REM, but just total sleep wasn't where it needed to be. So for really 2.5 months of this quarter, I was locked in. So I just need to make sure that I get back to that. And I kind of get back into a more regular rhythm and routine when we get back from spring break. So feel like the physical side is definitely trending in the right direction. I had this left shoulder thing. Those of you that are close to me may or may not have known about, but man, it's so dumb. I have the most ridiculous injuries. It's never, oh, I went and deadlifted super heavy, or I was bench pressing my max and blew my shoulder out. It's never anything like that. It was actually on Christmas break. Kids and I went down, saw my family in Florida, kind of a soft bed. I was sleeping really weird for 3 or 4 days in a row. Man, my shoulder was just jacked. So it took some serious TLC. I went and saw Eric, who is like Bill's understudy, protege, PT. I went and saw Jenny Owens, who was just a world-class massage therapist here. They got me feeling so much better. So the training is starting to ramp back up. But man, that was the only really like physical ailment I dealt with. Everything else has been feeling good. So happy with the physical side, the mental side. Two of my big goals were mindset, getting 15 to 20 minutes of meditation daily. I mean, that's like on lock. Every day I do that. And I just have all these different forms, right? Sometimes it's just chilled, meditative breathing. Sometimes I do guided stuff. Sometimes I do a blend where it's 10 guided, 10 minutes, just myself. But I know that makes such a huge impact for me. I know I've talked about this on the show before, but the way I kind of set my day up, I've got my morning stuff, whether that's work, clients, whatever, eat lunch. And then I've got this hour and a half ritual in the middle of the day because there's a break and I'll have lunch. Been trying to read an article, something just intellectually stimulating, chill out for a little bit. That's when I do my meditation. Then I wake up and man, I'm ready to crush the second half of my day, whether that's creating content, working with clients, Ubering my children all over the greater Hamilton County area, whatever I have going on, I feel like it's just so much easier when I carve out that hour for myself midday. So the mindset and meditation, great. Another thing that I really wanted to do more of, And it's been a little bit more hit or miss, is like the daily walks and getting out in nature. And part of that is just as my afternoon schedule has ramped up, as my kids have more stuff going on, I got to try and figure out times and places for that. Even if I can't go for the full loop walk that I love to do with my dog, Finn, even if we just do a quick loop, get out, throw the ball for him a little bit. He's a happy camper and everybody is just in a better mood when Finn has had his exercise and played that day. So I could do a little bit better there, but by and large, when I zoom out and I look at like the physical and mental side of Q1, I feel like I'm definitely trending in the right direction. A few things I'd like to work on, but all in all, a pretty good start. Content. Yes, the content train is continuing, my friends. The videos, man, the videos have been every week, like I promised. I forget when Paul and I had this discussion. I feel like it was maybe June or July of last year. I committed to making one video per week, every week. And it's been interesting because the YouTube game is just so weird. I don't claim to understand it. And people can call it the algorithm, the audience. I don't care what you call it. It's a tough cat to skin, if that's the saying we want to use here. I just haven't totally figured it out because I feel like as I've done this, the content has gotten better and better. Like, especially the last couple videos that I've created, when we start talking about full dynamic warmups, how to use sleds, there's content I've got coming out about lateral speed and agility exercises, patellar tendon pain, like jumper's knee. Like, these are really high quality videos. There's a lot of time and attention I'm putting into them. I feel like they're super valuable. But then sometimes I'll see like the amount of like views and I'm like, oh, well, that sucks. Especially when you consider I've got a pretty decent sized newsletter list. I know a lot of people are opening the emails, but then they're not going and watching the videos. So this is my plea to you. If you are taking the time to open the emails, please trust me, just go watch the videos. I guarantee you will learn something. Even if it's about jumper's knee and you work with 50 and 60 year old Gen Pop clients, maybe you're going to pick up a new exercise. Maybe it's a new coaching cue. There's something valuable in there, but I'm just committed to this process. I'm just going to keep playing around with it. One thing that I've tried to do that I know YouTube likes is making the videos longer. So instead of 4 and 5 minute videos, without adding fluff, I'm just making longer videos. I'm adding more content to these videos to try and beef them up and make them a little bit longer. So hopefully they'll get recommended a little bit more. And it's just so weird. It's so weird. Like, I'll create videos that I'm thinking, oh, this is awesome. If I wanted to get faster, I would watch this video. And it's just crickets. But then again, that one hip mobility video that I didn't do anything different on, 321,000 views. So I have yet to crack that game. Anybody has thoughts? If you're in the YouTube game super hard and you have any feedback, I'd love to hear it. But man, for me, it's all about connecting with the people that are interested in that content. So whether it's 200, 2000, 20,000, 200,000, I don't care. I'm going to continue to create what I consider to be great content. And hopefully it benefits you and makes you a better coach. So the videos are rolling, the podcasts, yes, continuing. Obviously, I'm here shooting this right now. But what's been really interesting about the podcast is that earlier this year, and I think it was actually started last year and trickled into this year, Apple totally changed how they track podcast downloads. And so the way their operating system worked was that, let's say you were subscribed to my show, but you hadn't listened in 3 years. And you see, oh, Eric Cressy's on the show. Or Joel Jameson's on the show. One of your favorite people comes on the show and you go to download that episode. Well, what Apple Podcasts would do at that point in time is it wouldn't just download that show. It would download the last 150 some shows that you hadn't listened to. So you'd see these massive spikes in your downloads, but it wasn't really reflective of what was going on. So then they course corrected and like kind of totally maybe overshot the other direction. And so I'm thinking I'm getting 30, 40, 50,000 downloads, and now I'm down to 8 or 9,000. I'm like, what is going on? Did everybody just simultaneously decide Mike Robertson is canceled? I'm not listening to his show anymore. And so then I found out about this. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. And it really was like this ego check. Because on one hand, you think, oh man, I've got this super popular show. Everybody's listening to it. It's growing. And now you get this massive drop off. Probably wasn't even that much of a drop off. It was just a more honest reflection of where the show was at. And I was like, okay, am I really that just tethered to the downloads? Or is it about the quality of the show? Is it about finding great people? Is it about educating the people that that take the time and energy to listen to these episodes. And so when I really just kind of dialed my own ego back a little bit, reflected on the whole thing and just realized, hey man, again, doesn't matter how many people listen, it's about positively impacting whoever is listening. And so that really helped. And then strangely enough, I kind of had that come to Jesus moment. And all of a sudden now the downloads have spiked back up again. So that just tells me, I think I'm on the right track. Like I'm finding really great people to connect with. I'm continuing to try and ask better and better questions, better follow-ups, and just find this blend of like people I'm familiar with that I think just like Joel, I could have Joel on probably every week and we could have an amazing discussion about something. Luca, Eric Cressy. I mean, these guys are just world class when it comes to what they do. So I can always have them on. But then I find a guy like Matt Aldred. Like this guy's fascinating. I love the work that he's doing. And Matt's turned me on to a couple other people that I'm going to be bringing on the show. So I think that was my biggest thing in 2024 was just really like dialing in who I invite on, making sure they are world-class communicators, world-class coaches, and people that will help you move the needle in the gym. So really excited about the podcast. Do I want as many people to listen? Sure. I think that's human nature. But at the same time, just realizing, again, whether it's 20,000 or 200,000, as long as the people that are listening are deriving value and becoming better at their craft by listening to the show, then we're on the right track. So the podcast rolling, program design mentorship, our first one is wrapping up. It has been amazing. Just such a great group. I mean, I think it's dual in the sense that it helps me reflect and review my own processes. It's really made me dig in and try and understand, like, why do I write programs the way that I do? Whether it's speed and agility, whether it's strength training, conditioning, what are the tools that I use? Why do I choose certain tools at certain times? So it's been really powerful for me and forcing me to reflect on why I do the things that I do, but then also taking that and being able to explain it and help another coach or another trainer understand that has been such a powerful tool for me as a coach. And the feedback I've gotten has been nothing short of amazing. I've gotten amazing feedback and these people are loving what they are doing now. They're so much more confident writing programs. And I'm excited to start a second group here soon. The next group, if you're interested, will start on March 4th. But with that being said, the application process is going to start like immediately. In fact, if just the people that I've reached out to that had applied before that couldn't start at that point in time, like if I just got that group, I wouldn't even have to open it up to anybody else because I had a really strong group of people that just couldn't start last year and they're potentially going to start this year. So all that is to say, if you're interested in joining the mentorship, when I put that application out there, should be in the show notes. If you want to get started, make sure you apply ASAP. And then last but not least, Complete Coach Seminar. We talked about impacting as many coaches as possible. I hadn't done one of these in, I think it was close to a year. I think the last one I did was at Luca's Place last spring. So I'm excited to do one this year in Chicago. Again, I'll put the links to that in the show notes. But man, I love doing those seminars. It's a great way to get exposed to my system, to get to work with me in a very small, intimate setting. And the best part about these events, there's a lot of back and forth. I love being able to do the lecture and all that, but it's not just boring me droning on and on about how to do things. There's a lot of interaction. We're up, we're moving, we're going through little mobility circuits to start our day. We're working on the gym floor about how to squat, how to deadlift, how to do all those lifts that we do on a daily basis, how to take them and do them that much better. So if you're interested in any of those things, I'll make sure I put those in the show notes, but the content train is rolling. IFAST is cruising right along as well. My goal with IFAST was to create this world-class hybrid training and coaching gym. And man, it's taken forever, like forever to get this to where I want it, but I'm starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Like 4.0 is built. Literally yesterday, I had my guy Robin in the gym. He was hanging the jerseys. It's really starting to come to life. Once we get a little bit of signage on the walls, once the flooring guys come back and create the transitions between the gym floor and the turf, this place looks sick. And I will tell you this, it is by far the best training space that we have had because we've got our usual like lifting area. We basically took that and transplanted it into the new space. But the amount of turf we have is just awesome. We got a 40-yard strip, probably couldn't run a full 40 just based on the logistics of it. And that's okay because, man, we've never had 40 yards continuous of turf in any of our spaces. So now we can open it up. We don't just have to do acceleration. Man, we can do acceleration. We can hit some top end stuff. We can do flying 10s. So I'm really pumped about the space. We're adding new coaches. We got a great guy that just started a couple months ago, Ross. Love having Ross in the gym. He's an awesome dude. Fits our culture perfectly. He's curious. He wants to learn. So shout out to Ross, man. It's great having him on board. There's a couple other guys that I've been talking to. So kind of my goal all along was if I had 6 to 8 really high level coaches, that's all I want. I don't want 40 subcontractors running through my space. I want to have 6 to 8 guys or girls that are really serious about their craft. They want to get better and they kind of want to exemplify what iFast is, right? Even though they are not employees of iFast, they still kind of have that iFast attitude and that iFast approach to what they do. They just get to name the rules of engagement for themselves. They get to work their own hours and charge what they want, but they still kind of exude what iFast is all about. And then the final piece of iFast for me was just getting the iFast basketball stuff prepped. And as we moved into the new space, we've got my dedicated testing area coming together. We got the force plates. We got little holes drilled into them, not into the plates, into the foam surround now. So I can constantly leave them plugged in. They're charging. It's connected to a 55-inch screen now for my old eyes. I don't have to wear my little readers while I'm looking at this Android tablet. Like literally, it's cast up onto the screen. So it's really coming together. I got one more piece. I'm going to get this Zeus isometric rack so I can start doing some strength and isometric testing. But man, when that comes together, it is going to look sick. So shout out to Hawken. Appreciate you guys for helping me out along this path. And man, this place, I'm telling you, it's really going to be awesome. And if you're ever in the Indy area and you want to come through, please hit me up. I'd love to show you the spot and just show you what we're trying to do there. iFast Basketball, world-class basketball development. Making moves, man. Making moves. Kind of my goal was to have 8 to 10 athletes in this offseason. I don't think that's going to be a problem. In fact, I think that number is probably going to be a lot higher than that, just based on a couple texts that I've had, getting some old guys back in the mix, some potential new guys that I know are interested in getting started up and really want to take their game and their performance to the next level. So pumped about that. And then the final piece for Q1 was getting iFastU out the door. And February 1st, we launched. I kind of laughed because originally that was November 1, then December 1, January 1. I didn't put all that out in the public, but these were my timelines. And luckily, February 1, we got it out the door. So much work to get all this together. I'm giving shout outs here. Shout out to Holly Rigsby, who helped me learn Circle and get this whole platform set up. A lot of the back end stuff was just manual grunt work that I had to do. Sleepless night, can't get the rest that I want. I would come down here and take all of Bill's iFastU Q&A videos and start dumping those into the archives. But it's really been like rewarding in the sense that now it's starting to come together. And man, we've had some great presenters so far. When we kind of shifted the emphasis, we moved it away from just Mike and Bill to more of this like unified, I don't want to use the term unified because I don't want to step on Bill's toes here, but like just this more like global approach to strength and conditioning, rehab, performance. And some of the people we've had present so far, because we've got these monthly content drops, have been great. Michelle Boland, Matej Hasavar, Brandon Smitley. We've had great people dropping content and like really engaging stuff. Like I'm going through this. I'm like, man, I'm learning from these guys. So that's kind of the way I look at it. I'm not just getting these random people that I have no interest in. I'm going out and seeking out other coaches, trainers, therapists that I'm interested in learning from and hiring them to help us create the content. So the people we've had are amazing. And we got some really awesome folks coming up too. Ryan Patrick is creating content for next month. Luca has talked about getting me some coaching related content. Joe Kinn, Joel Jameson, like we're going to have world class coaches creating content. So if you're not already a part of iFastU, you can get started for $47 a month. You have access to all of the pre-created content, program design, coaching, business development. There's tons of different stuff there. So if you're a coach and you want just something to learn every month, maybe you're not like interested in going to a full weekend seminar. You don't want to do a whole course. That's great. Maybe you just want one thing you can do every month. I want iFastU to be your one thing. So if you haven't already checked it out, again, ifastuniversity.com, link in the show notes, check it out. Now, that's like the recap of Q1. Now, very quickly, we're going to talk about Q2 and what I want to do to make Q2 really awesome. So in reviewing my physical and mental goals, I think the biggest thing for me in Q2 is making time for myself. And one of the things that I need to do a better job of, I get my workouts in, but it's like kind of stressful, or it's kind of like shortchanged. I don't get to do all the stuff that I want to, sometimes because I just don't plan ahead in the scheduling, in the sense that when I'm creating my schedule, I've already got so much stuff filled in, and then I fill in other stuff, and then it's, oh crap, but it's Tuesday, I need to get a lift in. So one of the first things that I'm going to do this quarter is schedule my own workouts first. I've got my standard people. I can't really move those. Those time blocks are kind of accounted for. But before I add anything else to my calendar, before I give other people my time, and again, not a bad thing, but I have to be conscious of my own time and energy. Before I do any of that, I'm going to schedule my own workouts first. And I know it's so simple. Things that I tell my own clients and athletes to do, sometimes I have to do it for myself. So that's number one. Number two, especially as things get busier, meal prepping on the weekends, easiest things for me, batch prepping all the veggies, going out on the grill, especially as it gets nicer, just grilling a couple pounds of chicken. So I've got that. I can just chop that up real quick. All my meals are prepped and ready, especially for lunches throughout the week. Again, life is so much easier. And then the final piece, I know I talked about this, but sleep. Last 2 weeks, not my best. This week, R&R, man. I'm chilling out on the beach. That's going to be my goal. So if nothing else, I'm going to get some good recovery work in, sleep, stretch, mobility, just make sure my body feels really good and I'm prepped and ready when I get back. So physical and mental, make time for myself. Number two, RTS content. I just got to keep it rolling. One of my goals is that once my kids get out of school, this is just pure logistics, June, July, between my kids being out of school, basketball off season is in full effect. It's hard to get podcasts scheduled. It's hard to do anything else. And sometimes it's scheduling. Sometimes it's just energy. If I'm trying to schedule a podcast for Thursday afternoon, sometimes by Thursday afternoon, there's not a lot of gas left in the tank. So I'm going to do my best in May to try and get two or three podcasts recorded each week. So I've kind of got them batched up and then I can just dose them out over the course of the summer. So fingers crossed. I need to try and work on that. Sometimes coordinating people's schedules is not easy, but that's a big goal for me because last summer, I just remember I got busier. And then there's not just the short-term effects of first week in June, second week in June. Those Thursdays are hard, but by the time you get into July, those Thursdays are really hard. There's just not a lot of gas left in the tank. So if I can do that, I think that'll be a huge just logistical win for me this summer. Third, enhancing the mentorship. So the mentorship is awesome. The content, I think, is world-class. But one thing I want to do is go back through all the videos and just create a little bit more notes. Just make the actual like pages that it's on, because right now it's mostly just a video file and the PowerPoint. Just adding some more notes, a little bit of an outline, maybe adding more related podcast videos, things that you can dive into if you're really interested, say, in isometrics, or you're really interested in medicine ball training. Just fleshing those out and making it look even sexier and just giving you more information to really ratchet up your knowledge level. So that's one of my goals. Shouldn't be too hard, but just kind of working on that as I go. And then last but not least, in June, crushing that complete coach cert in Chicago. Man, I love the live events. Definitely excited for the people that attend. So one other thing while I'm thinking about it, if you're interested in attending, I believe it's May 1. Up through May 1, you can save $100. There's an early bird discount. So if you're interested in attending that event, get registered by May 1, save yourself $100. It's going to be awesome. I promise. We have a lot of fun. We learn a lot, but it's an amazing weekend. As far as iFast, Q2, find 1 to 2 new coaches. I'm going to keep building our current team and staff. Do I want to add new? Yes, because there are numbers that we have to meet. If we have 1 or 2 more coaches, I feel even a little bit more secure in where we're at. But man, I really like the team and the staff we have right now. So continuing to level them up. A couple things they talked about, wanting to learn more about the Xtrfly, how to use the Xtrfly, integrating flywheel training into their programs. So we're going to do an in-service on that. They want to work through some of the logistics and use of the force plates. So I'm going to start teaching them some of that stuff. And that's good for me, right? Like, I feel pretty confident. Like, I could have a conversation with Drake or Daniel Martinez or Matt Aldred, these guys that are already high-level practitioners. But it's a totally different story when you have to take your knowledge base and then teach it to somebody that's a little bit newer or a little bit more raw, because it really shines a light on some of your knowledge gaps. So definitely excited to continue to work with them, whether it's in services, IFASU, the cert, just helping them grow and evolve as coaches, and then putting the finishing touches on the gym. Not a lot left there. Once we get past some of the finishes, like the transitions in the floor, getting the decals and the paint and signage up, it's going to look sick. IFAS basketball, two things. One, continuing to lock in my assessment and program design process. It's kind of like just this constant work in progress where I'm constantly coming back to, okay, what assessments do I really need? What's impactful? What's valuable? What moves the needle for me? And then once I've done that, charting or carving out that time to really review the material. Okay, now that I've got all this information, what does it mean? Because I think there's assessment, interpretation, and then programming. So making sure I have the time to interpret that data, interpret what I'm seeing, and then really create these world-class programs. I feel like every summer, my goal is just to get a little bit better, not like wholesale changes in my philosophy at this point in time. And if I did, you would be ashamed of me. But just continuously trying to evolve, tweak, refine, to make the process as tight as it possibly can be. And then the second part of this, I know I talked about this last year across a couple different episodes, but have fun. I mean, these are some of my favorite people. Yes, they are athletes. Yes, they are people that I am in charge of taking care of and making sure that they are fit and explosive and all the things that make them great on the basketball court. But a lot of these people are my friends at this point, people I care deeply about. They're like family members to me. So I just want to make sure it's fun. And there were lots of things last year that made things not as fun, whether it was worried about somebody's health, making sure that their body was going to be ready for training camp or a season, or making sure somebody got a contract. I can't control that stuff. So just taking a step back, realizing what my role is in the process, what my job is, and just trying to have fun, because these are some of my favorite people. I love training. I love coaching. I just want to make sure that it's an amazing summer for everybody that comes through the gym. And then last but not least, IFASU. Just keep finding great coaches that are excited to educate the next generation of great coaches. Again, shout out to Michelle and Matei and Brandon. They have created awesome content. I'm excited to see what Ryan has in store. Luca, we got great people lined up. And man, again, I'm just always trying to find the best of the best, people that are going to help you become a better trainer or coach yourself. So just continuing to build that out and make that a special place for people that want to get better. So, man, my friend, that does it for this week's episode. I was not going to do this. I didn't know when I was going to find time to fit this in. Thought about trying to shoot it while I was on spring break. And I'm like, no, that's like the worst idea ever. The last thing I want to do on Tuesday or Wednesday of spring break when I'm just starting to relax is crank myself back up and start thinking about work. So I'm glad I got this done. Really hope you enjoyed the episode. Again, just some honest reflections for me as to where I'm at personally, professionally. I realize it's probably a niche topic. And for the three of you that are still listening, I appreciate it. But if you are still listening, I hope it gives you some insights as to where I'm at, what I'm working on. And man, just as always, love and appreciate you guys. The podcast wouldn't be what it is without you. RTS wouldn't be what it is without you. So thank you so much for your support. Love and appreciate you. And we'll be back next week with our next episode. Take care.